Huge games on the hardwood include unbeaten and top-ranked teams going down. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
Weather continued to wreak havoc on sports schedules in some parts of the state late last week, but there were still a number of outstanding games all over Wisconsin. The action was especially strong in girls' hoops. Thursday night, Oregon found itself trailing by 19 points at halftime on the road at undefeated Monona Grove, but the Panthers didn't give up. With senior Maddie Gitts scoring 13 points in the fourth quarter, Oregon came roaring back and shocked the Silver Eagles 69-64 to move into first place in the Badger South. Friday night, Division II's top-ranked team and defending champion went down when Notre Dame fell to Sheboygan North, the number 5 team in D1, by a final of 46-38. Saturday featured a pair of outstanding non-conference games. Despite 38 points and 21 in the fourth quarter from DSHA's Enrique Ogunbowale, Pius won the Battle of Milwaukee Catholic School 63-55. In Kimberly, it was a matchup of the current D1 number 1 team, the host Papermakers, against Oak Creek, who began the year in the top spot. The game was every bit as good as you'd expect, going into double overtime, where Kimberly got a free throw in the final seconds from Frankie Wirtz to claim a 49-48 victory. On the boys' side, it was yet another huge game for Germantown on Friday, as the Warhawks continue on the state's most difficult schedule. They found themselves trailing at halftime against fellow unbeaten Homestead 39-35, but rallied to win a close one 72-63. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.